All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Kenny Powers. Glad to be in here with you this morning. So filling in for Pastor Tony. He's having some difficulties with oxygen level, and his oxygen tank ran low on him, so he had to go back home. So keep him in your prayers, if you would. Let's go ahead and open up with prayer this morning. Thank you, Father, for this service and for your word, Father. It brings us so much comfort, so much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in how we are to live and how we are to walk and what is going on in the world around us, Father, to help make sense craziness that we see around us each and every day. Father, bring forth from this message that which your people need to hear. Bless me with your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to pick up here in John chapter 15 this morning. So this is the vine and the branches. So I'll go ahead and read it, and then we will break it down verse by verse. Says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean, although the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, this he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command ye. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. For I had not done among them the works which none other man did. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. All right. Let's just bless the reading of God's word here this morning. Father, that you continue to bless your servant with your Spirit and bring forth from this message that which all of us need to hear, not only here in this building, but around the world, Father. And in Jesus' name, amen. All right. So a lot of stuff to go over here. We'll see where the Lord will end us up at here today. So I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Okay, so husbandman is like a caretaker, right? He keeps the garden, essentially, right? He's the gardener, right? Takes care of the tomatoes and the corn, right, and keeps things cultivated and the weeds out. You get the idea, right? So this is what Jesus is for us. This word, if we put it in us, will keep the weeds out. It's an easier way to say it, right? It will weed out sin. It will weed out, right, the people that are trying to destroy you, right? Because they will not stay with you. So let's get into this. So my Father is the husbandman. So the Father, so this, don't miss this. This is important to know. The Father, right, is the husbandman. He's the gardener. Jesus is the vine. The fruit comes from the vine. So let's get into that. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Pruning. Don't they call that pruning? That's right. When you cut the tree, where if it's not bearing fruit, you kind of, right, you cut it off, right, and we used to spray something on it, to protect the tree. But if it's not bearing fruit, it's kind of a waste of a branch, right? So, beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. We had apple trees, so we would pull the apples off, right? They were good. We liked apple pie and apple everything, right? So he purchased it that it may bring forth more fruit. See, you can't just leave it on the tree. This is the part, like with you and I spiritually, right? God will sometimes pull all our fruit off. Right, we've grown and we're like, yes, life is great, I love Jesus, oh, thank you, and then pulls all that fruit off of us, and now we got to go through a season of growing again, right? So this is the process of our spiritual life, right? It's a growth process. Like apples will grow on a tree, but you pull the apples off, right, when they come to maturity. You don't just leave them on the tree. So spiritually, this is the same for us. This is the part we don't necessarily like because, right, all our growth. So the more you grow spiritually, the more you find out you have to grow. It's kind of silly to say it that way, but there really isn't any other way to say it. We have to grow, and that's part of growing. Verse 3, we're in John chapter 15. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now why are you clean? because truth is pure. Like we take a shower or bath, right? Wash ourselves from the filth, right, of this world. So the water will make us pure and clean, right? But truth purges evil, uncleanliness, if you prefer. So now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. Now, what does it be? Abide. This is a King James Bible. So abide means live, right? Live with me, in me. So it's not just with me. Now, pay attention. He says, abide in me, not with him, in him. Abide in me and I in you. If he's not in you, let's go back up here. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. If he is not in you, you're not going to be clean. We need him inside of us to be clean, to stay clean. Right? You take a bath regularly or a shower, right, to keep yourself clean. When he is inside of us, right, when we are in him, we are clean. So abide in me and I in you, and the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. So this is the thing. When we want to be righteous by works, it's not going to work. See, God is truth. I cannot be truth. Pastor Dennis cannot be truth. Right? None of you can be truth. We must have truth, right, inside of us. So we do that when we study God's word, which we're doing this morning. So we got to have, see, that's the thing. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. So we have to stay connected to the vine or we don't get fruit. We don't spiritually grow in our walk with Jesus Christ if we don't stay connected to God's word. It's kind of like a cell phone, right? So,
right, it'll die. The battery's going to die on it at some point.
So it's the same with us. When we are disconnected from God's word, right, we're gonna die. See, we don't have that life. See, we don't bear any fruit of our own. The only way we can bear fruit spiritually is if we are connected to the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Wow, that's tough talk, isn't it? Without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. So me here is not me. He's not talking to the disciples. So me is Jesus here in this verse. All these words are all in red in this chapter, okay? It's all Jesus talking. So without me, you can do nothing. So if we are not connected to God's word, we don't feed regularly on the Bible and on truth from God's word, we can do nothing. And because we can do nothing, we have no fruit. Verse 6, we're not going too fast here, are we? If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Like I was saying, in the farm, we had an apple tree. Well, we would take the limbs, you know, the branches that weren't bearing any fruit, and trim them, cut them off, and we would burn them. That's what he's saying here, right? The branches aren't bringing forth any fruit. It's kind of a waste. Likewise, are people, in a way of speaking, who do not study God's word, therefore they don't trust in truth. They have no truth within them because God is not within them. They cannot bear fruit. So spiritually speaking, if we want to make heaven our home, we have to fulfill the plan of salvation. We have to have Jesus Christ inside of us. We have to walk humbly with him every day. And we have to bear fruit. You should be taking regularly like an introspection of yourself. Are you bearing fruit? Are you the same as you were last week, last year? I hope not. Verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. How about that? Some more tough talk. There's a lot of tough talk in this chapter. Well, I want a new Lamborghini. I want a new mansion. You know, see, the thing is, we ask amiss, because that's more like lust. Is it wrong to have a Lamborghini? Well, okay, it's probably not wrong. Okay, but do you have to have that? I think about that, and every time I think about having, you know, a nice car like that, I'm thinking the ads on TV for you can feed so many kids for a dollar a day. Right? You know, I want the nice stuff, but right with people hungry and everybody asking me for money, I couldn't really live with myself like that. See, I couldn't sleep at night. So you can have nice things, but the thing is, you got to make sure that they don't have you. You got to have a ministry. You got to love other people. So when we ask, we got to make sure that we do not ask amiss. So we got to ask not just stuff for us. And I ask for work to help me to pay my bills. Right? I don't ask God for money. It's just not something I do. I ask him to provide for me a home, you know, a job. From that, ask him to help me make better choices with the money that I have. Right, but I'm not saying it's wrong to ask for money, right? I just think it's sort of you should narrow that down. What is it that you're trying to get? You got to work. So he could provide a work for you to get that money to pay the bills, right, or to get you a house. He can provide a deal for you, right, that you can't get for yourself. So if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, in this Bible, there's an asterisk here. you know what I mean? It's just something you just got to be mindful of what you ask for and why you're asking for it, right? Do you want help for other people? Like, I want our church to grow. I want to feed the homeless. Right, help the orphans and the widows. I want to help others because, right, I'm not selfish and self-centered anymore. I used to be. So we have to love others because that's what we want. We want help from others. We want to be loved by other people. So this is how this works. Herein is my Father glorified, verse 8. That ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So if we're not bearing fruit, are we his disciples? No. You gotta look in the mirror on that. I can't judge you, but you can. Are you bearing fruit? I mean, I don't know that. You should know that. But we're supposed to bear much fruit. It's not just bear fruit. We should bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. So there's that four-letter word again, that love word. Satan likes to really twist and turn and adjust what love means. Is it just sex? Right, is this, you know, if you don't agree with me, you don't love me? I mean, what is love? What is his love? So we watched what, if you read the Bible and you read the four Gospels, you can understand what love is. It's a big, long love letter, essentially. This is what God's Word is teaching us, to love others. And we have to be taught that. Because of Eve taking that fruit that was forbidden off of that tree. Now pay attention, people. It's real simple. It's easy to miss this. I'm not anti-women. God's not anti-women. One commandment, right? They were not supposed to do, as far as I know, one thing. That's it, people. No tax code. You know, I mean, they didn't have 10,000 pages of rules, right? One thing. Couldn't do it. Satan is crafty. But when she took that forbidden fruit into her body, that was sin. So every baby created, well, you know, from Eve, Adam and Eve, right? Every baby coming forth, right? Cain and Abel. So all born in sin. We're all born in sin. You don't have to train the child. I don't have kids. Do you have to train the child to lie, to steal? No. What was it? We call this on our phones. It's bloatware, right? We call it bloatware on our phones. It's unwanted software in our phones, right? We don't like that. Like, I don't want all these games and apps on it. They're just using space in my phone, possibly corrupting my phone. Well, sin is bloatware, and it comes pre-installed with every baby born, okay? So this is the thing. Right, we have to learn to love other people that we would rather hate. Talk to people when we don't want to. Care for people who don't care for us. These things are not easy to do, especially in the world we live in, right? Right, you should just do what everyone else does, support the latest thing, right? Whatever's on TV. So don't think for yourself. And you know, this loving others thing. See, it's also, you got to keep in mind, Jesus didn't love all their behavior. Jesus did not love their sin. See, he sat and ate with tax collectors and sinners, but why? Why did he eat with them? To teach them their way, teach them the truth. Are you eating with tax collectors and sinners? To teach them the truth or to learn their ways? Got to be careful with that. Pay attention why you're doing what you're doing. Other people are watching you. Always watching you. So have I loved you? Continue in my love. That's what that means. Continue in my love. Verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Well, what does that mean? Jesus committed no sin. He was not born in sin. He was born of a virgin, Mary, right? So he committed no sin at all. That's why he is the acceptable sacrifice for our sins, which we just went through on Easter Sunday there, right? Good Friday, he was persecuted and put to death for our sins. And he rose from the dead. So if you keep my commandments, well, what are they? I mean, the basics are the Ten Commandments. You got to love one another. That's what the law is essentially breaks down to. You just have to love one another. But see, here it's real simple. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. In other words, if we do what Jesus did, then he isn't dead. He's still alive. Right? This is not difficult to figure out, but it does take work. Loving others is a work. It is something we have to do, especially if we want love from other people. We want care from other people. We have to show that ourselves. It has to come out from us if we're ever going to get it back. Right? You don't just give to get. You give because you care. It's not essentially just, you don't just give to get back. You give out of kindness and love and charity, right, from your heart, which is what Jesus did. These things have I spoken unto you, verse 11, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Didn't say will be full. Said might be. Now, what is joy? I was talking to the pastor the other day. I'm a truck driver, so I'll be going down the road, and I'm just really, I don't know how to really describe it. I never did drugs, so I have no idea what high means. So, but it's like a euphoria, right? It's like endorphins or whatever the physiological, but I'm just super happy. I'm like, man, I got like a boatload of problems. Why should I be happy? What's to be happy about? I got all kinds of problems and troubles. I got bills. I don't have enough money. I've got lots of relationship problems, family problems. I should be upset all the time. So this is the difference. This is what Satan wants to steal. Now pay attention, people. He does want your joy. Because if he can steal your joy, you'll want to quit. See, why do this anyway? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. So that's what the Satan's always trying to tell you. So that's the second thing. If I get a beautiful vision from the Lord, or somebody say something positive, here comes Satan, you know, right, knocking on your door. She's not going to listen to you. Don't go talk to her. That's never going to happen. Just give up on that, right? He's always there, all the time, trying to steal your joy. Full-time job, people. That's exactly what he's doing. He's stealing your joy. Don't let him. Depart from me, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because if there's something beautiful and special and amazing going on in your life, he's going to be right there, knocking on your door, right, getting you to pay attention. You're going to get robbed. You're going to get murdered, right? Don't you dare go out the door. There's a lion out here in the streets, right? That's from Proverbs. There's a couple of verses like that. Yeah, Satan will have you convinced. He had Eve convinced. She wasn't born in sin, people. Don't say no. So that joy is important. This is the thing that Satan wants to take. He doesn't want you to be happy in life. He doesn't want you to be successful. He doesn't want you to help others. He doesn't want you, you know, caring for other people. He wants to stop all that. All right, verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So this is a pretty tough deal, because God has given me a lot of mercy. Do I show mercy to others? Uh-oh. Now what? The Did God kill me when I deserved death? Do I tear people down? Did God tear me down? But now, so it's a double side. You got to watch this. Right? Sometimes you'll think, well, I'll just sin and God won't do anything. So we can justify it because we're not getting beat down right away, immediately. You got to be mindful of that. The Satan will jump in there and have you convinced that, well, God don't, he don't mind. It's like he was with Eve. He's not different, people. He's the same. Is that really what God said? He didn't mean all that. Don't worry about it. Just have fun. It's okay. It'll be all right. Just do what you want and wrap it in Jesus and it'll be fine. No, it won't be fine. See, he don't pay the bills. It's like a credit card, right? It's great until you max out, and then what? Then you gotta pay the bill. That's the part I always hated, was paying the bills. Right? I like the free money, but I didn't like paying the bills. Okay, so we got to love one another. So what has God done for you? Are you doing that for other people? This is a shorter way of saying it. We got to love others as Jesus has loved you. So if you got to be willing to do what it takes, you got to mean what you say. If you're not willing to do that, no one will pay attention to you. No one will believe you. So we got to stand firm on this word. You got to love other people. And it's a lot of work. It is. Loving people who hate you, loving people who don't care. But you got to understand, you didn't care. You weren't obedient. You didn't live right. Now, how do you treat people that were just like you? Yes, that's not so easy to explain away, is it? So we have to love others. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, we see this all over for, you know what I mean, a quote, and we want to put that on everything nowadays, it seems. So greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So in other words, I don't miss this, pay attention, right? Who is the friend? Now, what's a friend? Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. So he laid down his life for you if you are his friend. Don't miss that, people. And we have to be friendly. We have to show ourselves friendly, right? But the thing is, we have to understand that we are a friend of God, right, if we walk in newness of life with him, if we obey his commandments, we do what he did, we say what he said. 15, henceforth, or from now on, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So it's kind of like insider, right? Insider information, so to speak, okay? So the Father gave Jesus, right, knowledge of all things. Now, here's the thing with you and I today. If you are a born-again child of the living God and you are filled with that Holy Spirit, he can give you knowledge about people, about circumstances, about where to work, about what to do, what to say. That comes with that Holy Ghost, that Holy Spirit. So if we could just walk with him, and fulfill that plan of salvation, right, we get that Holy Spirit. that we know where that comes from. See, this Bible is not written for an unbeliever. I don't know if you know that or not, but it is not written for an unbeliever, but a believer. So we must walk in newness of life with Jesus Christ inside of us. See, then we are his friends, and we get that insider information. You know, like, I think insider is kind of a thing like insider trading, right? It's like a crime, and I know our politicians, they get a heads up on you can make a big profit, right, tomorrow if you invest in whatever this is, right? So that we don't like that because somebody gets a benefit. The benefit is free to all people. The Holy Spirit is free. There's no charge. That's insider information into everyone and everything in life, including your past. How about that? How much is that worth? That's worth a lot, isn't it? And we get that if we put him on. We put Jesus on, like your clothes. Right? We are in him and he is with us. He goes with us everywhere we go. I mean, we take your phone with you everywhere you go, right? How about God's word? Not only dragging a Bible around up with you, I mean, is it inside of you? I hope so. So, we're not servants. We are friends of God if we do what his word says. See, a servant doesn't know what the boss does. Right? I drive a truck for a man, and I don't know all his moves. Right? So I don't know what his contracts are, the agreements, or how much percentages he actually takes. These things I don't know. See? So I'm a servant. Right? I'm not the master. So I don't have that insider knowledge that you get when you have that Holy Spirit of Almighty God within you. You get knowledge about life. But you can make sense of this word. This Bible will not make sense to you if you don't have the Holy Spirit. I mean, it might as well be in Greek or a foreign language that you don't speak because you won't understand it. 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Boy, that's about an hour's worth of teaching in that verse there. I don't think y'all are going to want to stay with me, you know, 2 or 3 hours today, right? You have not chosen me. Is Jesus lost or am I? Was I lost? Yes. Was God lost? No. God picked me. God chose you. So you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. God qualifies the called. I'm not qualified to be up here. What am I going to teach you? Don't be like me. I don't know anything, right? I mean, you look at the people, the disciples weren't Bible college graduates. I mean, Paul was somewhat learned. There are a couple that were decently learned, but most of them were just rough men. You know, Matthew was a tax collector, right? He's a thief. Right, and you look at the people down through, I mean, King David was the least of his brothers. He was the runt. Right, he's a small one, right? I mean, I don't know how tall, but he was the shorter of the brothers. So God doesn't pick what you and I would pick to do what he wants done. That's the way he operates, right? He qualifies the called. I do not. I'm not qualified. You are probably not qualified, but God says you're qualified. See, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained. What does that mean? command you that you should go and bring forth fruit. That's what you're supposed to be going out and doing. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. We don't have enough workers. There's plenty of fruit out here. So it's not just pastors. Don't look at me. Did God call you? If you're watching this video, you're supposed to be going out and getting that fruit. That your fruit should remain. So it's not only go get it, and that your fruit should remain. And what on earth does that mean? So, well, what it means is we have fruit, we walk with him, right? It will remain in us, right? God's word stays with us. The good works that we do, well, everyone will see. So it's kind of like a deposit, sort of, if you think about it, right? It's not something I keep track of, but God does, right? So this is how when we make heaven our home, we will understand the crowns, the different crowns of glory. He'll keep track of what you get when you get up in heaven. And there's some of us who are not going to have much when we get up there, right? I think it was David talking about better to be a doorkeeper, right? I mean, if I can make heaven my home, that's a good place we can start right there, right? I can be just the doorkeeper. I can be the janitor. I can be whatever. Right? I just want to make heaven my home. But, see, if we have fruit, right, God will keep track of that. Others are going to know. Right, you can't, this is also what he's talking about, you can't hide it under a bushel, right? You can't hide God and the goodness that you're doing from people. It's not going to last, right? You can't do that. It's just not something spiritually possible because you love other people. You can't stop telling people the truth, right? You're not going to shut up. You can't, you know what I mean? It's not something you can do. That should remain that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. So when we have fruit, see, we got to do for him. See, we got all this backwards. We're on our knees wanting stuff, right? But what are you doing for him? He gave you your life. You're able to speak. You got two hands, two feet. There's people that, was that Nick Vucic? I forgot his name. Has no arms and no legs. He's out there for God on stage. How about that? Well, I can't do nothing. Well, he has no arms or legs. He's doing something. There's people with a whole lot less than all of us have doing more. If you want God to do for you, you have to have fruit. You have to have fruit, people. If you don't have fruit, I mean, he's still going to get you, keep your heart beating. So this is the thing we have to do for him. We have to live that righteous life. And it is a work, loving other people. This is a big thing that I don't see happening. I see the churches out there with smoke and mirrors and music and lots of stuff. And all that's nice, but are they loving other people? Are they just building mansions or are they actually helping people? You know, I don't know. I can't speak for every church. We do. We have a lot of requests I wish we could honor in our ministry, right here in our community, right? You know, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few, right? We don't have enough workers. But see, We have to have that fruit. Then we can ask that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name. See, there's also something here that's really important when we pray. Seems like I wasn't taught this when I grew up. You pray to the Father, see, ye shall ask of the Father in my name. You don't pray to the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You pray to the Father at the end of your prayer, say, in Jesus' name, call this done, amen. Right? That's what that is. That's the process for prayer. If you're not doing it right, you're not going to get the result. It's like baking a cake. You screw up the order or you leave out some stuff, well, it's not going to come out like it should. It's not going to taste like a cake. Right? It's not going to be the same thing. So we have to be authentic, which means we have to be obedient. So we got to put God's word first. So we got to know what his word says, which is why I'm up here teaching you. God's sharing with me, I'm sharing with you, that he may give it to you. So have fruit. You pray in the Father, in the name of the Father, right? You ask the Father things, right? You pray. You end a prayer in Jesus' name. Then he may give it to you. But we got to have that fruit, people. We got to love one another. Verse 17, these things I command you that you love one another. Well, what does that mean, love one another? You don't know my neighbor. Love your neighbors yourself. They're crazy. I don't love my neighbor. Well, we have to love our neighbor anyway. It doesn't mean we love their behavior like Jesus did not love the tax collectors and sinners' behavior. Right, but we love the person. This is why I'm saying love is a work. Right, if it was easy, he wouldn't be telling us we had to do it. Right, if it was just, hey, I command you to eat ice cream. Is he doing that? No, because everybody can eat ice cream, right? So I'm just saying, if everybody would do it already, he wouldn't be commanding it. Yeah, I don't know how far we'll get today. We'll do a little bit more. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So really, we'll get into it here. If you were of the world would love you, love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So it's not so much that they hate you, it's that it really comes down to hate truth. This world hates truth. Hey, look, the sun is shining. No, it's not. No, it's not. Right? They hate truth. Any kind of truth, right? There's no white truth or black truth or Asian truth, right? Or I drive a truck. There's no truck driver truth, okay? Right? There's just truth. Okay, we can't change this. We got to just speak the truth. But that's why the world hates you, because they hated him first. So God is truth. 20, remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If he hath persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. So everybody loves Jesus, right? Did everybody love Jesus? Anybody watch The Passion of the Christ? Was that love or what? But you think, well, I'm just going to go to church, I'm going to sing them happy songs, and I'm going to give me a Lamborghini and a mansion, and everybody going to love me. Yeah? I don't think so. Not happening, people. Right here, I'm speaking truth, and me and Pastor Dennis are the only two here this morning. People in this community don't want to hear truth. You start teaching this word, as it's written, verse by verse, a lot of the churches in this community will empty out too. Mankind does not want to hear truth. They do not want to be told they're wrong. Right? They do not want to be corrected. They don't want to give up their sin. They want to live in sin and rationalize it, justify it, and expect to make heaven their home. Right? Hallelujah. Right? I'm just going to show up for church. I did that when I was a younger man. Right? I'd get beer and go to the lake after church. Right? Just raise hell and have a great time. Right, but I had to put on nice clothes and be on time for church because people are watching and we got to keep those people happy, right? That's important. No, it's not important. That wasn't the point. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake because they know not him that sent me, so they don't know truth. People hate you because they don't know God. They don't know God, therefore they don't know truth. So there's no truth in them. So my way of thinking, right, friends are hard to get. They're hard to come by. And it takes a while. You can't just be my best friend overnight. It's going to take a minute. Right, so be careful who you're making friends with, who you're taking advice from, this kind of thing. You got to watch them because you know them by their fruit. They have it or they don't. If they say one thing and they do another, right, they're a hypocrite, as I have been most of my life prior to becoming a Christian. I speak from out of my shame for my past. So this is a thing that we have to overcome. What time you need to leave, brother? Okay. So we'll just wrap this up. I only got a few more verses. So you're going to be attacked like Jesus was. He was lied, spit on, you know what I mean, slapped. You know what I mean? If you're going to call yourself a Christian, you're going to behave the way Jesus did. You're going to teach others to do what Jesus taught people to do. But you're going to be hated by his own people. It's going to be, the Christian churches in this community, there ain't going to be some wacko terrorists out there going to gun me down. There's going to be these churches around here in this community that won't teach this. It wasn't some space aliens that rounded up Jesus and killed him. Was it his own people? It's going to be the Christian people. Your family going to turn you in. Churches around here, yeah, he's right over here. He's crazy. You get rid of him. See, you're the enemy. See, it's really truth that's the enemy because they don't want truth. They don't want God. They don't want love. They don't want care. They want all of that and live in sin. Not happening, people. We can't straddle that fence. Right, you get hurt. You can't do that. You got to pick one side or the other and stick with it. And it is a work. I won't lie. I never said it was easy. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now that they have no cloak for their sin. See, the Jewish leaders at the time, well, when you show up, and you see something going wrong, let's say a church out here in the community that's teaching wrong. So if I show up and I show them what they're doing that's wrong, see, now it's sin. Now they'll hate me. So that's what he's saying here. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not known sin. They didn't have sin. They were living great. Hallelujah. And we got a gay pastor and right, we got a transsexual pastor. I don't know what we got today. So you can love anybody, you can behave any way you want. Hallelujah. No, I show up and teach them the word verse by verse. they're going to be convicted. All you have to do is walk according to God's word, and you're instantly judging people who will not. You don't have to go pointing fingers, say, you're bad. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is teach this. You just got to live this word. Because if it's in you, it will come out of you. You can't, like I said, you can't hide right light under a bushel, right? It's going to shine out from the bottom, right? You turn up, you know what I mean? You can't hide light, right? It's going to come out somewhere, right? You can't hide it. The light shines through the darkness. Okay. 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also, essentially. Anybody who hates you hates truth. Don't make this complicated, people. It's not that hard. Okay? They don't like truth. If you're sharing truth with them and they hate you, it's not you they hate. They hate God. God is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. They don't want to walk in the way of truth. They're lost. Now, we got to love them and work on, you know what I mean, these people to try to get them on that path, okay, by how we live our life. A lot of people will not pay attention to you because the church has hurt a lot of people. I've been one of them, right? I'm very difficult. I'm very skeptical, right, because of all the, you know what I mean, the abuse and the lies, all kinds of stuff that goes on to all these churches out here, teaching all kinds of different doctrines. And they're all calling themselves truth. They're all convinced they're going to heaven. Not happening, people. The church is a group of born-again children of the Almighty God. That's what the church is, not a building. Yes, we are in church this morning, but we are having church. But more importantly, you and I must be part of his church. Well, I don't care about membership and whatever the name of the building is. That don't bother me none. But whoever hates Jesus hates God, Father, see? Now, how many people hate God, which is truth, love, care, and then turn right around and, God, help me. Help me, God. Help, save me. Help me, Daddy. Where you at? I really need you now. Well, what did you do for his people? Did you help someone who was falling down? Did you open the door for a lady? What did you help anybody? Did you share truth? Have you been living as a liar? A hypocrite? I don't know. Hope not. You're not going to get your prayers answered, people. It's not happening. Don't be upset when your wife doesn't get better when you're not doing anything different. If I just keep eating the way I've been eating, I'm going to keep being fat. Pretty sure that's how that works. So if I want change, I have to change. It's not that hard, people. If you want change in your life, you're going to have to make a change. I recommend getting, you know, fulfilling that plan of salvation, getting baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, getting into a full gospel church. That's what I fully recommend. Verse 24, if I had not done among them the works that which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. See, that's the thing. You can't just perform miracles and expect everybody to accept that from God, right? Because I'm telling you, you walk with sin long enough, I mean, you won't see daylight. You won't know day from night, right from wrong. And the world we're living in, unless you've been living in a barn all your life, everything is getting cloudy. don't know if you've ever been paying attention today. Been paying attention. The world we live in is getting cloudy. Truth and lies, it's all good. Transsexual, gay, straight, you can be a pastor. You can behave any way you want. Any behavior is acceptable. It's all good. But love one another. Come on. That's what we're reading, isn't it? And say love one another. Can't we just love gay people and have them in the pulpit and right teach, what, five-year-olds to be transsexual? It's, what's wrong with that? Huh? It's all good. Just love everybody. Love every behavior. No, that's not what we're seeing here. Jesus called them out on their sin. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. When you live by faith in Jesus Christ, he's working through you. It's not your strength. It's not your power. See, Jesus is the way, not my way. My way will go off into the wilderness, right? Jesus is the way. See? So you will have works if he is within you. You must have works coming out of you if you believe. If you do not believe, you will not have works coming out of you. And James goes into that, the book of James, as a half-brother of Jesus. The book of James, tough talk. And he doesn't hide anything, right? It's just bottom line, that's the way it is. They didn't know sin, but now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. So they're going to hate you because you are truth. You have truth in you. But they hated God, they hated Jesus first, which means they hated the Father, right? So truth, love, care, however you want to say that, right? The world we live in don't want that. If you don't know that, you're learning something today. They do not want love, care, truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Devil don't want you having truth. He don't want you having on God's way. The devil don't want you having a fruitful life. He don't want that. Now, there's a lot of ways to look at fruit since we're dealing with fruit this morning, okay? Is that a Lamborghini? Is that $1 trillion? Is that wrong? No. What you do with it can be wrong. Money is not the root of all evil, people. The love of money. In other words, I'd rather kill everybody and have their money. See, that's wrong. But money isn't wrong. In the world we live in, see, wants to demonize money, having success. Don't lose sight of what we're teaching this morning, right? What we're learning this morning. The world hates Jesus because he represents the Father. The Father is truth, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, everything you and I require for success in life. The world hates that. The world hates that. I don't know how much money I've sunk into all kinds of, training and schools to learn. There's just drain your wallet because there's no truth. They just wanted your money. God is truth, not people. Mankind is not truth, is not love, is not understanding. God is none of those things. Sorry, man is not any of those things. I can't believe I just said that. God is all of those things, but man cannot be truth, love, or care. We can have him within us, but we ourselves cannot be it itself, right? So that's why we have to be back to the vine, the branch, right? God is the Father, is the gardener. Jesus, right, is the vine. So the fruit will come from the vine. So we have to have that fruit. So we have to be with Jesus and him inside of us. So we have that fruit. All right, 25. But this cometh to pass at, okay, 26. But when the Comforter is come. Now the Comforter, is that a blanket? I got one of those at home. The big, thick Comforter. It gets cold, I'm warm. I just wrap up in the Comforter, right? Well, in a way of speaking, it's another definition of a Comforter. The Comforter is the Holy Spirit. Now, why does he bring us comfort? Because he gives you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He's like the Father's hand, right? You're going through a walk through the wilderness at night. You want to take your dad's hand because Jesus is the light of the world. Right? So you have his hand. So he is light. And that light is inside of you. You can see in the darkness. Amen? So you have that light within you. You can see in the darkness. But that Comforter, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So the Holy Spirit will remind you of God's word. Jesus is God's word. Right? Shall testify of me. It's what it means to testify. You go to court, you testify, and you're a witness, right? To what happened, as a crime, right? If a crime happened, you're going to testify to what you saw. Well, the Spirit will do that. But we get that Holy Spirit if we're baptized in Jesus' name. Now, I've been to a church that said, well, you know, baptism's just symbolic. You don't need to do all that. That's not what Scripture said. Eight were saved by water. If you're not baptized in Jesus' name, not getting that Holy Spirit. I've been baptized twice in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come out of that water just as lost as can be. My life never changed. I never got better. Kept doing the same thing. But I was outwardly righteous, but I had nothing within me, see. So we have to have him within us, people, so that we can walk in newness of life each and every day. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this morning, for this service to give us a lot of knowledge and insight about how to walk, Father, and what this vine is and the branches are, and Father, that we have to walk humbly with you, Father, each and every day. And Father, just continue to bless this little church and our outreach. Even though we have no parishioners showing up, Father, we're going out over Facebook. We're going out over Blog Talk Radio, Father, worldwide. Father, that this message will be received by those that are willing to hear your truth and are wanting that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that can only come from your word, Father. And Father, keep Pastor Tony healthy and strong. Help him with his oxygen level. We pray for Pastor Dennis and his family, my family, Father, Deacon Terry Copes, and Father, the people in this community, Father, that there may be a way to get them into this building for church service, Father. Father, that we can round up this community and we can turn this community that we live in around, Father, They can come to hear the truth, and they can go forth and bring more fruit for themselves, but also to bring more the lost and the dying of this world into this church, Father, so that they can get fed. And Father, we pray for our nation. This inflation is killing us. We are drowning in debt, Father. Debt is sort of like theft, Father. That devil wants to destroy our nation because he knows, Father, if he can bury us in debt where we can't help anybody, we can't do anything, Father, that our nation will be ruined. This is why, Father, that we need to be out of debt. Not only help me, but those within the sound of my voice get out of debt, but Father, make a way for us to get rid of this debt, this national debt that's crushing us as a country, Father, and all the divisions that Satan is causing in this country. Father, heal those divisions. And we ask all this to be done, Father, to be done in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, God bless you all. Keep you in the palm of his hand. Till Thursday night, we will not be having an evening service tonight, but Thursday night. Till then, God be with you and keep you in the palm of his hand. God bless y'all.